This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm John North, here to help you start your day right as we take some time with God together. I wonder if you're aware that God wants to use you in the lives of the people you're going to be seeing and talking to today. God has given you a priceless treasure that He wants you to pass on to those around you. We're looking this week at God's voice in our lives. And today I want to look at a passage in John chapter 4, a very interesting account when Jesus encountered a woman from Samaria. Samaritans normally don't have anything to do with Jews and vice versa, but Jesus engages this woman in conversation. It says in verse 7, "There came a woman of Samaria to draw water from the well." Jesus was resting there. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. And the Samaritan woman therefore said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink, since I'm a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." Living water. Later Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water from this well shall thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I give him shall never thirst, but the water that I give him shall become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life." And the woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty." Well, God has given you living water when he reached into your life and offered you his grace. And he wants you to give that living water to others. You know, Jesus had such a way of breaking all of society's barriers, didn't he? There was a racism barrier between these two races, the Jews and the Samaritans. But Jesus broke through all that with his loving words to this woman. He didn't let his words be swayed by the cultures. He was real to everyone. And he had just the right word for this specific woman, and he wanted her to know it. Do you know there are people in your life that God wants to reach out to in love? There's no better way to love people than with a gentle word of truth to them about what God has done for them. What Jesus was offering to this woman could change her life forever. And nothing was worth standing in the way of that. And the same is true for you. What do you allow to stand in the way of you sharing with others the living water God has given you? Your loving words could change that person's life forever. Don't launch into a monologue with people where you've got an outline you're trying to get through, but just express to them how much God's love means to you and let them interact with you about that and share with them from your life what God means to you and what he can mean to them and what Jesus has done for them at the cross. Don't let another day go by without expressing love to those who are around you. What Jesus offered to that woman at the well is still being offered today. Let it be known through you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.